I need to speak with Major General Benedict Arnold. The man, still gasping for air, careens toward the house, dust surrounding him like a shroud. Water my horse, miss. I must speak to the general. The man hands me the bridle and staggers toward the front door without another word. I hear the commotion in the front of the house as this lone rider calls out the master's name. Where is General Benedict Arnold? Urgent message for Benedict Arnold from the South Hudson. I tie this man's horse to the post out front and glide noiselessly back into the house, positioning myself out of sight at the top of the stairway. I hear my master approach the messenger in the drawing room, his telltale plodding on the wooden floor, lopsided, uneven due to the war wound that has forever crippled him and rendered his left leg useless. Muffled sounds as the master of the house greets the messenger, his voice like gravel as he chides his subordinate.
What is your aim, man? Barging in on us like this on the morning we are to receive His Excellency George Washington, and with the lady of the house not yet arisen and dressed?
The messenger answers through uneven breath.
I assure you, Major General, you will pardon my abruptness when you see the message I'm delivering. I was ordered to deliver it post-haste. Good heavens! From where are you coming?
My master's voice now betrays his alarm.
North Castle Fort, down the Hudson? A full day's ride, sir. Give it here, then.
I hear papers being ruffled as they change hands. Silence follows, with just the sound of the morning birdsong to accompany the scene unfolding inside the farmhouse. Then the master's gate, again lopsided, but with an urgency I haven't heard in years. He soon reaches the stairs, causing me to flee back into my mistress's room.
What is it?
Her eyes widen as I dash across the threshold of her sunlit chamber.
Master's coming, is all I have time to say.
We hear his rapid approach. Using his impressive upper body strength, he's pulling himself up the stairs. The floorboards groan beneath his boots as he climbs. I look to my lady, and her features are horror-struck as we understand each other. No words are needed between us after all these years.